Now, when you were there in 77, had the Circle Hot Springs changed much physically? I mean, the buildings that were there in the 30s and so on?
The hotel was the same, but they'd put in a large swimming pool. I guess it was one of those that was legal to hold races in, or, you know, meet all the standards.
Yeah, Olympic size. Yeah.
Olympic size pool.
Yeah. Now, you made mention before we got on tape too, Chris, about the airfield that can handle these big planes. Is this right?
When I left, they put a lot of extension on the runways there, so they handled the larger planes. First, you know, when we were over there, they just handled these small bush planes.
Right. But you got to respect those bush pilots. My word, they could fly anything, it seems. And I never knew of anyone up there that, when I was there those years, that was killed in a plane crash. I never knew of a one personally that was killed. I'm sure some were, but I never knew of one personally. You knew a lot of them, yeah. But they were flyers, those fellas, and they could get it in the air and they could get it back on the ground, it seems.
Yes, yeah. They did a good job. There's no question of that.
And I'm too to tell you how time marches on, as they say, or how progress comes along. I get mail now. I live in Tacoma, Washington, and I get mail from Central, and it's 2 days from the time it's postmarked till it's in the mailbox at my home. And I came initially from Duluth, Minnesota in 1936, and I would write home, and it would take 3 weeks for a letter to get to Duluth from me and up there at Miller House at the dredge camp, and likewise it would take 3 weeks return that way. So it was a long time, and sometimes news was very, very old and stale time you got it.